This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf has joined us each and every weekday morning during this time, and we appreciate you being here. Anything overnight, anything we don't know about?
No, it is all quiet, and I just want to say I don't want to do March over again.
I don't either.
Let's just go ahead and stick with June.
I'm happy we're June.
It's been quiet the last two nights. We're hoping that that holds and that we can continue moving forward peacefully and got our fingers crossed.
Okay, so numbers look good, right?
Yeah, they do. You know, you talked about it being March. You think about where we were a week ago. We were anticipating moving into phase three a week ago and getting our businesses open. And it's, you know, we have been on such a roller coaster ride, but, you know, Brian, I think things are kind of leveling out, both on the COVID side and health-wise. I hope I'm not, you know, knock on wood that everything's good to go, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I think that people are probably, by and large, just like everything else in life, doing things the right way, trying to be good neighbors, trying to be good customers, trying to be good owners. I mean, I think that's probably, you know, 90% of human nature.
You know, I agree with you. And I stopped in Kroger last night to pick up some vegetables and stuff for dinner. And even just looking at the pharmacy line, you know, people were doing what they're supposed to do. They were lined up, you know, 6 feet apart. And, you know, it's marked. But I think people are overall really trying to be safe and respectful of others. And we're going to have people who are going to buck that, and that's okay. We'd prefer they didn't. But, you know, as long as the majority of us really work together, I think it will, in some respects, kind of peer pressure other people into doing the right thing.
All right. Now, as you guys are looking ahead and thinking about the fall, and I know that we're jumping now way ahead, you know, the heat and the summer will deter this virus. I mean, all experts agree with that. The worry is some sort of second phase or coming back. What is the conversation behind closed doors or behind the scenes about what we could possibly be looking at in the fall?
Well, and that is a big concern because you hit the flu season and then you add in, you know, a resurgence of COVID. We probably will not have a vaccine by then. That's just the reality. So once we're all closed up again, it gives a whole new round of health concerns. There are a number of major companies that are telling people not to come back until the end of the year, if not the end of the summer, or they're going to radically change how their business operates when they get their employees back. You know, some of these that have a very open concept with primarily cubicles are going to do a lot more spreading out. I've had conversations with some executives who, you know, may have trouble recruiting somebody to come to this community because their spouse has a job somewhere else. They've learned that this ability to work from home can work out okay. So I think we're going to see a lot of transformations on that front. But we've got some major health concerns. We're going to have to plan for living with COVID and how we test on a regular basis to find out if you just have the flu or if you do have COVID. We don't know what it's going to look like from what the health officials will tell us to do as far as quarantining and staying away from other people. I don't know if it'll be as strict, you know, this winter, or if we'll feel like we've got it under better control. We just don't know yet. That's the weird thing about this disease or this virus is that, you know, we had to learn a lot in a very short amount of time, and the rules kept changing and everything kept changing. I just hope that our experts have a better handle by the time we hit winter of how we can prevent this from spreading and to keep people safe.
I think that's the thing a lot of people missed in this whole conversation over the last number of months is being a novel virus. We didn't know what it was going to do or what was causing the spread or what would, and there was a lot of guesswork.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're looking for that herd immunity and antibodies and all of these things that, you know, many of us didn't talk about on a regular basis before. But, you know, we've got to figure out how to live with this thing in the safest way possible because we don't want it to spread. We want our elderly to be safe. We want people to be able to go to the grocery store. We'd like to be able to get back to some normalcy. But we're going to have to do this in a safe way. We've got to have a better handle on it.
All right. I laughed out loud, and I know you commented last night as I saw Corky Nicholson posting his picture of his hair and Leslie getting ready to do her first haircut. That stuff is happening now. People are getting back to normal. I know people are nervous, and I know other people are just anxious. Just take a breath, take a deep breath, right? And just let's do this right.
Yeah, and let's follow the guidelines that are being put out, and they're not incredibly difficult guidelines. We're asking you to stay away from each other as much as possible. We're asking you to, you know, wear a mask in public. But many of us are struggling with how do we get back to some of the things that we're supposed to be doing. For example, council meetings. We're trying to figure out how we can meet safely, allow the public to come in. But there's a whole different vibe when you are in public and when you are on, you know, a Zoom meeting. And while some of those work out really great for a while, you know, I'm ready to get our council back together. But we're waiting for some guidance.
Yeah, and you know, as far as the experts are concerned, and I know there's been a lot of criticism for the governor. There's been criticism of you. There's been criticism of everyone. But if you look at around the world, I thought it was interesting yesterday that Sweden and their top pandemic scientists said we should have done things differently. They were one of these folks who said, no, we're not going to be as lax. We're going to be more lax. We're going to go for this herd immunity. And now that guy who was in charge of that says we would have done this differently if we could know what we know now then.
Hindsight is always 20/20, and it's great to be the Monday morning quarterback, you know, where you sit there in your armchair and you say, well, I would have made this play. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to do things wrong, and we're going to learn from them and turn the corner and figure out, okay, we didn't do that as well as we could have. What do we do next time? And that's one of the things we've learned with these different viruses that we've, you know, had before us over the years, SARS and H1N1 and these other things that have happened. I think we were better prepared than we could have been had this been 25 years ago. But, you know, it's you try to do the best you can. And there are going to be mistakes that are made, and there are going to be missteps. But that's just, you know, we had a crisis that was changing every day, that was deadly, that was, you know, it was something like we've never seen before.
Yeah. Sweden now has one of the highest death rates per capita in the world, and they took a whole different approach. And I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying when you have something that's novel, meaning new, we don't know. We just don't know. And you told me early on, I mean months ago, that the best case scenario was everybody would be pointing fingers of blame saying, why did you do all this? It was no big deal.
Stand by that. And, you know, it is a big deal. We've lost 19 people in this community. They've died, you know, and those 19 people matter. And it could have been much, much worse. You know, I would have liked it to have been zero, but it is, you know, what we know now and am trying to do better.
Crawling out of the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of hurt and a lot of pain felt for a long time. Story after story, people have been skipping rent, skipping mortgage payments, skipping power bills. You know, I'm thankful for the folks at Crossing and United Way and Community Foundation and the COVID-19 resource page. There's money that's come into this community that's there to help people with utilities, with rent. What are we going to do about the long-term impact and implications of this as a community?
That's going to be another learning curve, Brian. Number one, we've got to make sure our people are okay, that they're being fed, that they're not out on the streets. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do with individual, you know, families as well as businesses. We've lost some businesses already, and some are, you know, going to be lucky to come out of this. So we've got to do what we can with the resources we have. We're going to have to be creative and do things a little bit differently just to make sure we don't have anybody to come in and help us. I mean, we'll have some federal money, we'll have some state money, but it's not like we're a community we are the only community that's been hit by a crisis. You know, it's not like New Orleans when the hurricanes happened, you know, where the rest of the country could come to the aid. Everybody else is in the same boat. Some of those are in worse shape.
All right, Mayor, we appreciate it, and keep up the great work. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.